Blog Talk Radio.
Own your life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Hi, this is Mark Farrell.
Hi, my name is Ray Lloyd, Glacier in World Championship Wrestling.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say that DDP's yoga pretty much changed my life.
I was 37 years old, and basically I was just taking a pass on everything and letting life pass me by.
You gotta get your hands.
Diamond Cutter. Take it back. Bring your arms out to a T. Clench your fist. Hulk it up. Woo!
Cause it's time. It's your time.
I feel better now at 40 than I ever have in my entire life. And that's not just a cliche, it's the truth. So thank you.
I am stronger now. I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm stronger now than I've ever been in my entire life. It's absolutely incredible.
DDP Yoga changed my life.
And it will change yours.
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Ah! High five.
Alright. And welcome. Welcome to another hour of DDP Radio. I am Diamond Dallas Page and I am your host tonight. And I will have on with me, as usual, my buddy Robert. How are you tonight, pal?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
You're a little quiet over there. I know we got Sparky in the mist. Sparky, you out
there,
pal?
I am here, brother.
How have you been, bro?
The new term that I saw somebody tweet to you, bangtastic.
Yeah.
It's been a great week.
Robert, put out a tweet that we're on there tonight. We have a very special guest, which I'm going to bring on in just a minute so I get some of the notes of what's been happening. Is Stacey in the house yet? Is she around?
She is just coming on right now. There you go.
Hi.
The Bond bombshell showing up fashionably late. How are you, Stacey?
I'm so sorry. I'm good. How are you?
I'm really great. Now, there's the Twitter that I go under is at real RealDDP or at, of course, DDP Yoga. I've gotten some really unbelievable amounts of tweets. And what I do love, too, because I've got like, I don't know, 70 or 90 or whatever thousand people following me on Twitter at RealDDP and at DDP Yoga is starting to grow all the time. So it's cool because a lot of people who put the posts to me on at DDP Yoga also put at Real DDP. And if any of those out there who's listening to this don't understand Twitter, then I was speaking French or Portuguese or whatever it was. But I'm trying to explain what Twitter is. But I love it. I love it because I'm in direct contact with so many people around the world. I just got back from Canada, and I got to, you know, normally I don't talk about things because I wanted to make sure that they're not just positive bullshit. You know, it's all positive. Everything, every meeting, everything that happens in your life can be positive, but it's all bullshit till it actually happens. And I was up there in Toronto, which is one of my favorite cities in Canada, there in Vancouver. And when I was there, I was doing an autograph session and getting out the word. And, you know, some people actually got the program from me, the DDP Yoga program. And other people came up and said, I've been doing it, man, and I love it. And being in direct contact with the people who are doing it is very cool. And then I came, my last day there at the Wrestles Reunion, I was signing and I've just finished all my stuff. And then the promoter that I, you know, was working for, I brought out like 600, you know, photos. He wanted me to sign. I was like, dude, are you kidding? You know, but
that's a lot of photos.
But everything. Yeah, I was like, come on, man. I've been here for 3 days. You bringing those now? I'm about to walk away. But everything happens for a reason. I'm sitting there, and I'm still. Stragglers will come up. Roddy Piper was doing his Piper's Pit. And, you know, just that was the backdrop to him signing and taking pictures with people. And he's like me, takes his time working on it. And he had about half the line still left when I was finished. And so I just kept right signing. A few people come up and I'd sign. And then right at the end, these six guys go by. And you know, one guy comes up, he goes, DDP, you're doing yoga now? I go, yeah, but it's not really your mama's yoga, dude. It's not, it's its own animal. You know, not there's anything wrong with the other yogas. They're all great. But, you know, for me, you know, this is really different. And then, you know, I showed him, I said, he goes, what makes it so different? I said, well, look at my heart rate. I was beating at about 84 beats a minute. And I said, watch this. And I just went into ignition. And anybody who's listening from Twitter or whatever doesn't know what that means. That means you start engaging muscles, like isometrically engaging your muscles without moving, meaning your lower body. Or you get into a lunge position or a warrior position, but you're still flexing your muscles. But I'm just literally had my feet right under my body, 12 inches apart. I started flexing my quads, my adductors, my glutes. I took it in a touchdown a couple times and then two diamond cutters. I raised my arms four times. My heart rate went from 84 to 134. And they were like, whoa, how'd you do that? I said, you know, that's what DDP yoga is. It's dynamic resistance. It's engaging muscles as you move from one position to another. So long story short, he's like, well, man, and I want to know more about this. I said, here was my flexibility. I brought out the Arthur, you know, before and after. I showed to Stacy. I showed Doug. You know, they were like, man, they're burning that much fat. I said, well, you just saw what I did. I mean, the heart rate monitor doesn't lie. Then I put my forehead on my shins, lifted my foot over my head, and there's one guy that's there. His name is Mike Wecklier. And he said, I want it too. The other guy said, I want your yoga. He goes, I want to try your yoga. So this is the kind of guy that I thought he was like a rock star because he looked like Jericho. And he should. And I wasn't labeling him or anything. I just thought he was a dude, you know. It's like a cat. He's got tattoos all over. He's got, you know, he looks like an ex-rocker from, you know, might have been with a famous band or something because I knew there was something about him. So, you know, we start talking. He starts saying, you know, where is this at? How are you doing this? You know, how are your sales? Blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you know, they've been great, man, since, you know, a lot of the wrestlers came on board and, you know, the community of team DDP yoga is going through the roof as far as people helping each other. I said, it's really been amazing. He said, you need to be global. I said, yeah, that's nice. That would be nice at some point. And he goes, no, I can help you with that. I'm thinking, okay. You know, I'm not going to say no to anything because I don't know. And he said, we need to get together. How long are you here? So we made it, you know, we exchanged emails, blah, blah, blah. Next day I was running around, so I didn't have any time to get back to him. So that next night we were going to get together. And I didn't know it, but this cat, he is one of the most over, they call him one of the legends of trading and, you know, being on the floor and having his own firms. And I didn't realize it, but the cat's worth like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was really crazy. Crazy conversation. So we'll see. Positive bullshit, you know, but he's a really cool guy. And here he called me today and said, man, I'm doing a workout. I love it. I see exactly where you're going with this. And could have said with me, I think I'm going back to Toronto to see. But, you know, it's sort of like a movie role. You think you've got it, and then the movie doesn't happen or whatever. So I'm just throwing it out in the universe, though, because the moral of that story is don't ever judge. You know, I thought he was the rock dude, which I would have hung out with him anyway. But I never saw this coming from a whole different angle because the next time I saw him, he was in a three-piece suit and a tie, and I didn't recognize him. You know, it's like, Mike? So you never know who you're talking to. You always treat people the way you want to be treated, and who knows what will happen out of that. Okay, tonight I have a guest on here. I was on the Diva Tonya show, and she is a woman who did the bypass surgery, and she's, you know, she's really about healthy living now, and she got her weight down and she's kept it down. But with anybody, it's, you know, it's constantly a job. You know, everybody knows who's listening to this program tonight. It's a job to stay healthy and try to keep those pounds off. And she'd heard me talking about gluten free, you know, forever, and she had on a guest that was, I don't know, when I listened to her speak, I shut up and wrote stuff down. So you might want to get out a pen, pencil, piece of paper, or get on your computer and pull up a little sticky there, because besides Bernadette Saviano, this is one of the most educated people I know or I've met so far on the knowledge of why you know, you may not want to eat gluten, you know, or wheat or dairy. And she takes it. She makes me look like I don't care about it. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Nancy Gilberti to the show. How are you, Nancy?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I actually think that I was thinking your product should be on Beachbody.
Well, you know, Beachbody takes everything, so that's the only reason that I didn't go with them.
Because
they want to own everything. And I tell you, Nancy, I believe so much in what I'm doing. I really believe I can do it without them and make a major impact. And I don't care if it takes another year, 3 years, 10 years, 20. I'm still going to be doing it. But let's talk about you. You are one of the leading authorities on all allergies, from what I understand. Can you tell us how you didn't grow up like this, did you?
No, I would say not. I grew up in a time where, you know, my grandparents made all the meals from scratch, but then TV dinners came along and white Wonder Bread and cow milk, and I think everybody was brainwashed that that's the way Americans needed to eat. So I got into this. I was actually in brokerage. I worked for Goldman Sachs. I was on the trading floor for many years. And my youngest son had developed a liver disorder and multiple food allergies. And the doctors only had, the only treatment they offered was medicine. And I just thought, there's got to be a better way. So I actually quit my job and went and got my degree, my master's degree in food chemistry and nutrition. And I worked with researchers in Spain and Italy that were doing research on the liver and how food affects one's body and toxins and all this stuff. So from that, I became a functional medicine specialist, and I use labs that run functional medicine tests. And most conventional doctors, unfortunately, don't use this. And I believe it's because they're not taught in the medical schools. But there are non-invasive tests, urine and stool tests, and even saliva that can show if one has an intolerance or a food delay to gluten, casein, or if your body can't break down certain food groups, then the body is going to look at it as a toxin. So I've been gluten-free. For someone who doesn't know what gluten is, that's the protein in wheat, in your barley, and wheat, barley, rye bread all have gluten in it. And gluten is the protein. It's the sticky substance. Lots of people cannot break that down. And if you get a blood test for celiac, it's a totally different thing. So you could be misled thinking, oh, I don't have a gluten intolerance, but then why do you have this belly that you can't get rid of, or these last 5 pounds, or why do you have chronic fatigue or migraines or joint pain? And lots of times the culprit is gluten. You really, there's no need to eat gluten. You're not getting anything out of it. So for us, you know, we just took gluten as a family. We took gluten and casein and soy and corn, all these food staples that Americans mostly eat, out of our diet. And, you know, nothing short of a miracle, we eat a very healthy lifestyle, and knock on wood, everyone is doing fine. So I'm a big proponent of it. When I feel that when people decide to eat something, they should always look at their plate and say, what is this going to do for me? Is it going to my hips? Is it going to my stomach? Is it going to my butt? Or is it going to my cells, my hair, my skin, my energy, my mental clarity? What is it going to do? And if we all think that way, I think it, you know, if we just make this mental thought, I think you wouldn't choose half the foods most people do.
That's powerful. That is powerful. Now, let me ask you a question, because you'll know this answer, Nance. Now, originally, wasn't a scientist or whoever developed this new engineered wheat that we eat? Has gluten always been in wheat? Has it always been there?
Well, gluten's been there. It's the protein, it's the sticky substance. But when we mention about genetically modified, that's totally different. That goes, now we're adding on a different level. And it's great that you bring that up. So the wheat of yesteryear, you know, was in the crops and they weren't sprayed with so many pesticides, but wheat happens to be one of the highest sprayed with conventional pesticides to keep the bugs from eating it. They spray it. So now it's toxic. On top of that, they could genetically modify, make it in a lab. So it's not even the wheat that, you know, grandparents and generations ago were eating. So now it has a genetic proponent to it, as well as pesticides. So if you are going to eat wheat, it should definitely be organic. But there are so many flours that don't have this that's just as good. There's tapioca, there's rice, you know. But again, that those are carbs. So if you want to lose weight, it's best even to stay away from that. Quinoa is a nice alternative to wheat and even the pasta, because so many people start to freak out when they say, I'm not going to be able to have breads, or I'm not going to be able to have pasta. And we go back to the thought, what nutrient are you getting from that bread or pasta? Guaranteed it's going to go to your butt. Guaranteed, you know, you're going to be working out and you're going to get the muscles underneath, but on top of that, you're still going to have that fat and you're going to be exhausted. And lots of times people's symptoms that they've been living with all their lives, like the migraines and the low energy level, and then at 3 o'clock they have to have coffee or a chocolate bar to pick them up, you know, they see when they go on a gluten-free diet and even casein-free and remove the dairy that they have an enormous amount of energy. So it's all, you know, learning that there are other products to go for instead of the bagel or the pasta or the pizza. But just because one decides to go on a gluten-free diet doesn't necessarily mean they're going to always make the smartest choices. 14 years ago, the only gluten-free products had maize flour in it, and that's corn. So corn is an excitotoxin. It excites your central nervous system, and it can make, for children, it could make them lose focus. And I see a lot of adults that say, oh, I have executive ADD. And I'm thinking, okay, perhaps you do, but perhaps it's because what you're eating is a poison and it's a toxin to your body and you're not nourishing your brain or your central nervous system. So,
Andrew, let me ask you this. Is it true that I've seen, you know, Jenny McCarthy is really big in autism because her son is autistic. And Isn't it true that if you take your child off of wheat, that, you know, gluten and flour and all of that, that the kid will, your kid will start to come back a little bit here and there? Is that true?
You know, and that's you know, it's a great point to bring up. So I'm one of Jenny McCarthy's, we're called Generation Rescue Practitioners, and I'm also a Defeat Autism Now practitioner, because in my practice years ago, I had a lot of special needs children, so children on the autistic spectrum, and that could be ADD, ADHD, to autism, to PDD, PDD-NOS, and apraxia and speech delay and sensory disorders, and so many things fall under that. And there's a specific test that we run, and it's a first morning urine test, and it's a peptide test, because what happens is the gluten and the casein, if you can't break those compounds down, so everything we eat turns into a chemical compound, like an apple turns into malic acid. So if you can't break down the gluten or the casein from the wheat and from the dairy, it turns into a neuropeptide, and it could be as strong as casomorphine. So we know that back then, morphine is a drug. So these kids are literally have the effects of being drugged, and they will giggle inappropriately. They won't feel pain. So we remove that from the diet, and their body comes alive. Now, not all of them recover just from that, but if the kids insult to their body was attributed to the food and lack of the deficiency of the enzymes to break this down. When we remove these bad foods, they come back. It's like you take something away, you know, you take this veil off of them, and they're clearer, and they're, you know, all these other things. If the child has other toxins and other insults that happen in their young life, and they might have a genetic vulnerability to it, then the diet is not going to hurt in any way. It's actually going to help, because now they're eating other foods besides these comfort foods.
That's pretty heavy.
Think about comfort foods. Like, no one's ever come in the office and said, you know, if I ask, what's your comfort food? They're not telling me broccoli, kale, and a steak. They're telling me carbs. And it's because these foods they give that fake comfort feel. It is a drug even to adults, believe it or not.
Sure it is.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to say, Sparky?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty powerful stuff. So the kids who are impacted mainly on the diet, how long does it take them to sort of, can they see a result from that change?
Yes, and that all depends on several things. How old is the child? So the younger, the better, because if the child, say, you know, if it also depends, was the child breastfed? If the child was breastfed and then the mother drank cow milk, well, she could be passing that on. If the child was having formula, I mean, formula in the United States is pure garbage. If you look at it, the first thing is corn solid syrups or goat milk or cow milk, and it's not usually organic, and if, you know, so that's a problem as well. So if the child comes in at 2, we know that they probably started solids at around 9 months to 12 months, so they've been this way for not so long, as opposed to a child that comes in at 10. But it really, if this was the reason that gave a lot of these autistic symptoms, and we remove that, you know, I've had individuals that were nonverbal at 13 years of age, and within 2 weeks of being on the diet, they were letting their parents and grandparents know, hey, I'm here. I understand that. Oh, you got hurt. Boo-boo. So it wasn't that they were having a conversation, this child
yeah.
13, but they showed this is the real thing. And then for little kids, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen real fast. So you don't have to wait years and years. The thing is, it does take 9 to 12 months sometimes to cleanse the whole body, because now it's in their tissue level. You know, it's not that I stop eating gluten for one day, I have a bowel movement, it leaves my body. No, it's in your tissues. It's in your, you know.
Sure, it works. And that's just one of the reasons I really wanted you to come on, because I heard you talk on Diva Tonya's show. You know, I was taking notes. And because, you know, people hear me talk about gluten-free and dairy-free. And, you know, I did it in the beginning turned other people onto it. In my program guide, I wrote that program guide 4 years ago, and there's no such thing as gluten-free. 14 years ago, forget about it. But I wanted people to hear that it's not just the wrestler, you know, because I didn't make any of this up. I learned it from people like you and Bernadette and Dr. Fred Bishy. You know, I learned it from people who were the best at what they do, and that's why I really wanted you to come in here and just say what you're saying, because it's all awesome. And, you know, one of the things, I know Stacey's got questions for you, and I've got a few more, but I want to say, can you explain to people what is casein? What does that even mean?
Okay, so casein, first of all, to spell it is with a C. It's C-A-S-E-I-N. And casein is the protein in animal milk. So it's in your cow milk and your goat milk, and it's really hard to break down. Now, there's a book called The China Study, and that book shows through their extensive research that casein is linked to breast cancer and prostate cancer. So here again, I feel that we have been misled and brainwashed to think that we're getting calcium from cow milk. But the calcium, again, when I was a kid, the milk would be delivered to your house in a glass bottle, and the top part would end up turning into butter or cream. Now, that was not pasteurized. So, yes, you would have calcium in that. The regular milk that's pasteurized and is heated to over 112 degrees, so it eliminates the enzymes to help you break down the casein and to absorb the calcium in that milk. It's better to have, go get yourself some organic kale, juice it, and drink that with a carrot, an apple, and a lemon, which I do every morning, and it gives you all the calcium you need, the nutrients you need, and it gives you a lot of energy as well.
Hold on, Nancy. I don't want to just pass over that. Because people ask me all the time, if I don't drink milk, how will I get my calcium?
Yeah.
I'm like, there's more calcium than broccoli than there is in milk, but you may not want to eat broccoli, but I love juicing. And what was that? You're like me. You speak fast, not as fast as I do.
Sorry.
But I really want them to get yours. What was that recipe again? And say,
okay.
Do me a favor, put that on the site so we can put that. Because people always say, what's a good juice for me? What should I juice?
Okay, so if we, and, you know, so many people say this when I recommend to parents, when they do, you know, lots of times the parents need to get that urine test done because they need to see in numbers if their child can or cannot break down the casein, because now we're telling them, okay, they can't break it down, so you really need to get off of milk and no ice cream, no yogurt, no butter, none of that, no whey. And they're like, they start freaking out about the calcium. So broccoli is one thing. You should never have raw broccoli, though, and you never want to juice broccoli. You have to steam it lightly, or you could sauté it.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I'm glad you said that.
Raw broccoli, no.
Why?
Good.
Why?
Because it has a compound in it that really is extremely difficult to break down. Just like lots of people have
spinach. Is that the same type of stuff as in spinach? I heard the same thing.
You know, spinach is interesting because if you have raw spinach every day, lots of people will have it thinking they're getting iron, but raw spinach, lots of people end up becoming anemic when they have that every day. Spinach is also something very good to steam. If you have like your Swiss chard and your kale, I mean, and Swiss chard's a little bitter, so I like to get kale, and there's two kales. There's a crinkly, curly kale, or there's a kale that's L-A-C-I-N-T-O. That's the name, and that tastes really good. So I take the whole bundle of that kale, and I, you know, wash it, obviously, and I throw it in my juicer, and I will add 3 carrots then, if I'm using the whole thing. I'll add 3 carrots, and I'll do 1 or 2 apples, and I'll put in 2 lemons. And, you know, I just wash everything. Everything's organic, and you throw it all in. And that will give you, it yields, you know, something like 12 or maybe 14 ounces of juice, and you want to drink it within a half an hour of juicing it, because then you have all those live enzymes and the calcium and the nutrients. But, you know, when people think that greens won't give you calcium, think about a cow. And if a cow is raised properly, they should be free range, you know, not getting antibiotics, not getting growth hormones, not getting estrogen. And what they should be eating is grass. And if you think about it now, they shouldn't have corn or soy. They should just have grass. So if you think about a cow is so muscular, they're not eating anything else. They're having their grass or their hay. So you could become very strong, too, by not drinking milk and not having dairy, but having your greens. And if you go... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Nancy. Finish your thought.
I just want to mention about the grass-fed, because lots of times you go to Whole Foods and you see grass-fed beef, but you need, if you're going to spend the higher, you know, the premium amount for your meat, don't just get grass-fed. You have to ask the butcher if it's grass-finished. So if it just says grass-fed, they're not misleading you. Yes, the animal was fed grass, but the last 2 months they pump them up with soy and corn. You, if you're going to spend that much money, you might as well get grass-finished. Because now
like
you know
like
the cow
like
died. Finished means died, like the cow
right.
died eating grass. So
mm-hmm.
grass fed, grass finished.
Can they say, well, they say, like, I never heard of that ever. And like I said, there's a lot of things that you say that I never heard ever. And I love that because that means I'm learning. So, so will they know? I mean, I'm sitting out in front of a Whole Foods right now.
Yes, they should know.
If I would have walked in there and go, okay, good. That's a good. So everybody
yes.
out there listening, if you learned one thing today, and there's still a lot to come, but if you've learned one thing today, is I do want to eat, you know, like I eat buffalo. That's
uh-huh.
one thing I don't. They're not. They're pretty much. They're big and raw bone, and they're not putting any steroids in them.
Right.
And you know. So that's my first choice. But if I'm going to have meat, I've never heard about grass finish because I always
right.
say grass fed, no hormones, blah blah blah. And they would
right.
say the Whole Foods. None of that's like that. But I'm going to ask them that. It's a great question, Stacy. I know you got a few questions here. What would you like to put in here?
Well, yeah, you were talking about organic vegetables and fruits and how important that is, and that you disagree with some of the celebrity doctors out there. Who say there's such a thing as a clean list of non-organic. So could you
yes.
talk about that a little?
Yes. So when I hear, okay, this is the dirty list and this is the clean list, so you could have bananas and cantaloupes and they don't have to be organic, that absolutely makes no sense. So when you go to buy your produce at a supermarket, and even Whole Foods sells conventional, meaning they were sprayed with pesticides,
sure.
and they sell
yeah.
organic. The UPC code, you know, the little sticker on the produce, has to start with a number 9, first of all, to be organic. Now,
right.
when these so-called experts say, okay, well, you could have these not organic, that means that that seed could be genetically modified. The seed is not organic. It's going into soil that is not organic. It has pesticides in the soil. So when that produce grows, it's sucking the nutrients up from the ground with pesticides in it. And then, yes, it gets the sun and the photosynthesis process goes through and it helps it grow even more. But the nutrients it's sucking up has toxins in it. So it is toxic. And we don't even know if the seed, when it all started, was organic. So it is best to eat organic. Now, I know people complain that it's expensive. What you could look at, and this is what we do, is, you know, here in New York, there's something called Hunts Point, and that's the food mecca of this whole tri-state area. So we go to the organic person, and we buy cases. So we buy a case of kale. So I have 24 heads of kale in my refrigerator, but I go through three heads a day. Or I have a case of 80 lemons. Fine. Okay.
Ooh.
You know, so if you split that up with a neighbor or a family, first of all, the price is insane. It's so low. You're paying less now than you were if you bought it conventional in a regular supermarket. So what I'm trying to say is if you could find out where the source, you know, where you could get this from and create your own little food co-op, and it doesn't have to be more than 3 people. You know, you divide it by 3 or 4, and it's very reasonable, and now you have this in your house, and you don't have to go to the store every day.
Nancy, that's a great, because people are always saying, how do I do it? You know, it's so hard. Well, you know, what they don't understand is the people who say it's so hard, they haven't started to try. And it is difficult. It is a lifestyle change. But there's a way around everything. And I know you're putting out this 12-step book. When is your 12-step book going to come out?
Hopefully by the summer, and it's 12 steps to healthy living, and it's designed for an individual if they want to. You know, it is overwhelming, and it's a lot to change and a lot to grasp, but I feel that the knowledge is to empower you, not paralyze you. So if there's 12 steps, you could do one a month, and at the end of the year, you know, be leading a healthier lifestyle. If you want to be even more aggressive, you could do one a week, you know, just to do it at your pace. And there will be an online part to it to just keep you motivated and find out, did you finish the first step? Are you on the next step as well?
That's awesome. Now, when you release that, I want you please get in contact with me again. I want to bring you back in on this because I want people to just have the knowledge. And, you know, knowledge is power. And you, like you just said it right there, you don't have to do this all at one time. It's like take it in baby steps, but keep making that gradual, that trek to early health. Now, let me ask you this, Vance. What do you, and we know that you're like on – like your own area as far as being a healthy living, what do you eat a day? Like what would be a day? How would you go about your day? Morning, lunch? How would you dinner? What would you do?
Well, for morning, I start every day with a half a squeezed organic lemon in about 6 ounces of water. And that stimulates your liver, so it's a good fat flush. So this is really good for weight management as well. In addition, it's great to purify your skin. Our liver is one of our filtering organs, you know, the kidneys, the liver, they're very important. Your liver has detoxification pathways. So the lemon is just going to help all of that, and it's going to start to flush out the toxins. If you're losing weight, you're releasing toxins that those fat cells have held onto. So if you're not taking specific supplements to support your liver, the lemon will activate that. You want to put it in lukewarm to warm water. You never want to put it in chilled water. That also helps stimulate, you know, if you are not regular, you know, everybody should have a bowel movement every day because that's
right.
That's the end process of your digestion is elimination, and it's extremely important. So that's my first thing. Then I go ahead and do my juice, and I go ahead with my, you know, kale, my carrots, my apples, my lemon. I have that. And let me tell you, that's very filling. So I will then, if I'm full by then, I will make a smoothie perhaps an hour later. Like sometimes it's best to spread out. I always say it's best to spread out the food throughout the day to keep your blood sugar level even, as opposed to having a big meal as if it was Thanksgiving, and then your body is processing all of this and it's exhausted. And the smoothie, I'll either use hemp milk or coconut milk and some frozen blueberries.
Before you get to that, so hemp milk or what was the other one? It's coconut milk.
So Delicious. So Delicious. And then there's another company called Silk, and they have all these alternative milks to the cow and goat milk, and you could get. If you don't have an allergy to nuts, you can have almonds or you can have hazelnut. Then there's hemp milk and there's coconut milk. There's actually sunflower milk now.
What about rice milk? Are you a fan of that?
I'm not a fan of rice milk because, again, it doesn't really give a lot of nourishment. And if you have a candida overgrowth, it feeds the candida and it also can make one constipated.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now, you said coconut. Now, is coconut, does that not fall under, like, if you have nut sensitivity, is that just because it's a nut? Is that part of the nut family?
No, because that's really considered a fruit.
Ah, awesome. Good to know that.
Yeah, and hemp milk is, you know, a seed, so you'd be good with hemp milk, and you'd also be good with, there's a new milk that uses sunflower seeds. So those are good as well. That's why lots of kids who can't have peanut butter and they're not allowed in the schools, I always recommend, well, then you could also send in sunflower seed sunflower seed butter, which looks like peanut butter, and it's so much better for you because peanuts turn into a toxin no matter if it's organic or not, but sunflower seeds don't, and it has 7 grams of protein. So,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
Any
that.
One of these milk, and then I if you some, you know, for a smoothie, I'll put in frozen berries because blueberries or strawberries are very good antioxidants. And then if I want a high protein powder, I use one that has it from pea and rice. It's the only one out there that's really high protein, gives you 22 grams of protein, but it's not from whey because I don't do whey.
Now, let me ask you, what about egg white, like J. Rob's egg white protein?
Yeah,
how is that?
Egg white's good, too. If you don't have any allergies, it's very good.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't going to stop eating that tomorrow.
No, that's good. And you could put, you know, there's hemp protein powder.
That,
you could put chai. You know, there's different superfoods that you could do. You know, I'll have a handful of goji berries, which is a superfood. I always have chlorella and spirulina, which are also superfoods. And then
what are those?
The chlorella and spirulina. So those, well, the spirulina is blue-green algae, and there's a company called Earth, I think it's Earthrise, because it says that they don't spray it with pesticides. And if you, I also recommend this for children who are not going to do the broccoli or the juice or anything else. If you have tablets of those, they are the equivalent of having a bowl of broccoli, and you could just, you know, swallow it for kids who can't swallow it.
What is that again?
Spirulina.
What is that again, Nancy?
It's spirulina, or chlorella.
S-P-I-R-U.
Okay, it's spirulina.
Awesome.
And also, awesome. And the other one is chlorella. Those are really good for you because they are greens and they also cleanse the body. The chlorella is chlorella, and that is a green algae. And it actually cleanses the body from toxins.
Well,
you don't want to take it with vitamin C at the same time, though.
So, Stacy, I know you have some other questions, too. What else do you have there?
Yeah, well, we have a question from Stacy Kennedy in the chat room who is asking, what is your take and is it okay to replace bread with gluten-free bread?
Okay, so I would just say, there's a few things we want to look at. You want to look at the ingredients in the gluten-free bread. There's the one I like is Energy because it's tapioca bread and it does have a little rice, but they have ones, they have several ones. They have ones with yeast, without eggs. So it really has many different varieties. And the other one is Udi's taste really good. It's U-D-I-Y-S.
I'm glad you said that. If Udi said Udi's, I was going to be coming out like, don't go on Udi's. Oh, my God. Their bagels are unbelievable.
They
don't,
really
don't
are.
Don't go on Udi's. No, Nancy.
I wish they didn't use cornstarch, but I called the company and they use just a minuscule amount, and they say it's not genetically modified, so that's good as well. But the thing is, if we're taking it because we have to stay away from gluten, that's one thing. If we are also looking for weight loss, still it's a carb, so you always want to. I would rather see you juice. Have your greens, have protein, you know, good organic chicken. You can't have regular chicken because it's full of arsenic, so it has to be organic or free range. If you're going to have your beef, It's great to have.
Hold on, Nancy. You just said. I think she's giving so much information, but I want people to know why. And me.
Yeah.
Like, is it the difference between I never eat anything. It's not free range unless I'm on the road and I don't have a choice. And that's as healthy as you can go the way I eat no matter what. But when I get to buying my own chicken and the organic, because I was just at, and anybody who's listening, air-chilled chicken is so much fuller. And what I understand, Nancy, correct me if I'm wrong, what I was told by the people who do the whole air chilled thing was that anything that's not air chilled when it comes to chicken is put in vats of salt water, which puffs the chicken breast up. And then when you cook it, it goes down and like, whoa, what happened to that chicken? It's gone. And I know from experience, because I've cooked on the bone and off the bone, Mary's air chilled chicken. And she has one that is grains free and the other's organic. The difference is $3 a pound. And is there that much difference on a company like that that's going free range and organic? Tell me about that.
Okay, so there's all these different varieties, right? So if it's
right.
If the package says free range, that means the animal was not in the cage, it was allowed to roam free, and they didn't
right.
get antibiotics. If the animal does get sick and it requires antibiotics, they actually sell it off to, if they can't make it better with natural remedies, they will have to sell that animal off to a conventional farm. So these animals are not getting antibiotics, growth hormones, all of that. Now, the difference between free range and organic just goes a step further and says the food that this animal ate was organic. So if the animal, for the ones that were eating grain, they were eating organic soybeans, organic corn. For the ones that aren't eating grain, I mean, quite frankly, you know, there's farmers up here that we buy directly from, and they're free range. They didn't go get the certificate for organic because it's very, very expensive, but they are
right,
free range.
Right.
And so they're saying these animals are eating hay, but the hay isn't classified as organic, but they don't spray pesticides, but it would have cost thousands, like $25,000 for the small farmer to get the certificate. So,
right,
you know, you really have to know. That's why you could even go on eatwild.com where you could put in your zip code and try to find a local farmer. So we find the farmers. We go check out the farm.
Hold on, Nancy. Everybody, eatwild.com. You know,
and I'm trying to get
Nancy's
this on Twitter for you guys, too.
Yeah, awesome, Spark. I know I'll go a few space around it, but I want to make a point. If someone's just listening to this and then they don't go to the site, they don't catch it back up on teamddpyoga.com, which is our crazy, amazing support system. You know, Nancy is giving us a plethora of knowledge. You're like, whoa. It's like, even I'm having to go, whoa, slow down. I want to grasp it all, or at least part of it. So when we come back again, we come back with other questions. But now, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to everybody get that. Was it? So what was that called? GoWild.com?
Eat Wild.
Eat Wild.
No, not Go Wild.
I'm sorry, that's the other side of me. Go ahead.
That's fine. Completely different site.
You can go wild after you eat wild.com. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah, eatwild.com is a good one. So, you know, again, to answer your question, if you know the person and you say to them, okay, you're free range, what are the animals eating? And if they say, oh, they're eating the hay, okay, so it's not organic, I'm going to take that. And then if one animal is organic and it's the grain one, I don't want that one, because now that corn and that soy chemical compound is going to be in their tissue the way it would be in our tissue. I would rather go after the animal that's eating the grass and the hay, personally. But that's my personal choice, because I don't like corn or soy.
Well, my point was that if you're eating free range, you're doing a good job, because a lot of people can't really afford, especially when it comes to the meats. And I try to be sensitive as that as possible, you know.
Yeah.
So that's awesome to know that. So when you know when you're in there, and if you just want to take another step, because actually, to me, I don't know if it's in my head, but it seems like there's a different taste. You know, it just tastes that much better. It just seems to if it's organic, but it costs that much more. So,
right.
You know, it all comes down to pocketbook and where you're at and how big your family is and who you're feeding and being sensitive to all of that. Now, Stacey, I know you have it. First of all, for Stacey Spark, do you have anything you want to ask Nancy here? Anything sticking out?
Man, no, she had a lot of stuff. All I know is I got to change my rice protein powder and milk and probably up my kale in the morning.
Awesome, awesome. Stacey, I know you do. You have something else, right?
Well, yeah, and Robert, I think Robert says there are some callers on the line, too.
Seriously?
But,
I didn't know that. All right, Robert, why don't you tell me? Go, you ask first, Stacey.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, for people, I mean, to play devil's advocate, because so many Americans eat, you know, non-organic their whole lives. How serious is it to ingest pesticides over time, and what can it do to the body?
Okay, so
awesome.
This is the thing. When you eat the pesticides, it accumulates in your body, and there is an organic acid urine test that we run to see if the individual has the ability to throw out toxins. Is their detoxification path 1 and 2 working up to par? Do they have oxidative stress damage, or do they have enough antioxidants and glutathione in their body to push it out? For the individuals who come to me once they've been diagnosed with cancer or MS or circulatory issues, I would say 99% of the time those test results show that they did not have the ability to throw out toxins. Now, I may not have seen them 20 years prior, so I can't say if they always had this issue or if it was because of the buildup of the toxins and now it was like the thing that broke the camel's back. So the problem with eating pesticides, and again, I agree, I would rather go with free-range meats over organic to save the money there. But as far as the produce and the vegetables, you're going to get more nutrients, antioxidants. You're not going to have that pesticide component. There are wonderful documentaries out. There was one that came out last year of a scientist who lived in upstate New York, and she developed so many different cancers, and it was because that she was living where the pesticides were actually put into the well water. And it was years and years as a child, and then her body just gave out. And usually you see it much older in life. So, you know, people may say, oh, well, this is what happens, and I'm 40 or 50 or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But if you don't have the ability to throw it out, you're going to hold on to it, and you're going to get sick eventually, and it causes degenerative diseases.
So don't
no way around it.
Right.
You know,
don't
I would say if anybody, I do put every day I put about 10 to 20 new research articles on my Twitter, and my Twitter name is just Nancy Guberti, all one word, so it's Nancy and then Gub as boy, ERTI, and I put it up there every day because I'm on this list of the latest research, and I just want people to know. You know, I used to put it up on Facebook, but then my friends were like, oh my God, well, I mean, I don't want to see this anymore, and I was like, why? Why would you shoot the messenger? Why don't you just read the article? It's fascinating. Like, when Starbucks came out with their strawberry frappuccino that was using the blood from the beetles from Peru, I put that out, and they're like, but we're still going to drink it. That's disgusting. Why would you ever drink that?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Robert, make sure we're following Nancy, because I want to retweet some of that stuff as she lets it out there.
Yeah, you got it.
Both of our accounts. Do we have a couple callers? I didn't even know. Robert, you should have told me, man. Unless you've been texting me and I haven't been paying attention. That's because I was so enthralled with everything Nancy's been saying tonight. It's been really educational. But do we have a couple people online right now that have questions, Robert?
Yeah, first off, we got Brett.
Okay, Brett, how are you, man? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from London, Kentucky. One thing I got to say is it's an honor to be on the show with you guys, and I had a few questions about for you on DDP Yoga, and I had a few questions for Nancy on food and drinking, and I was going to ask you first, I've talked to you on Twitter and on Team DDP Yoga, and I want to say it's your website is great. Everybody on there is so nice, so caring. It's amazing. I've been telling all my friends about Team DDP Yoga, and I can't wait to get it. But my goal is to try and work out roughly 5 to 6 days for about 6 months with yoga, Team DDP Yoga, and I want to stick to eating greens and eating healthier foods with no gluten. But I was just going to say, a few of my friends have said they're just skeptical towards it because they say it's just yoga. And I try and get over the fact that it's not just yoga. And it can really impact your life. And is there anything you could say to them to try and convince them?
If you're trying, because sometimes, bro, you're just talking to a wall. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
What is your purpose? Are you trying to lose weight? Is that what your goal is?
I'm really trying to lose weight and get a good cardio going because I think I can't even run about an eighth of a mile. I can't even, without having to 10 minutes.
Let me ask you this. Where is your weight right now?
I just weighed myself at the doctor's. It's 282. I've actually lost about 2 pounds.
Okay. And how tall are you?
5'11".
Okay, so just let me explain something to you. The same friends who don't want to, it's all just yoga, blah, blah, blah. If you just watch the first 10 seconds of the reason why I stuck DDP Yoga, slamming and the fist coming through the O, because I'm trying to make an impact. Of it ain't your mama's yoga, and yoga is very cool. The whole traditional namaste thing is cool for those people who like to do that. But the people that who listen to what I say, they would never do this with that. So I'm just trying to think it's a difference there on that. But for you, when you start to lose this weight, and in the beginning your friends are going to feel happy for you, and at some point, especially if they're overweight too, they're going to say, oh, you've done great. Here, have some pizza. Have this. Have that. Because you're going to make them look in the mirror, my friend. And just I want you to be ready on that. We got as you know, there's a lot of people on that site who will help you. And, I don't want to say negative, hanging with negative breeds negative, but that's what it does. And if there's one thing you say, look at this video of Arthur Borman. There's nobody like him, So the transformation that he made, if they still think it's yoga, they don't want to do it. There's nothing you're going to be able to except for living the talk. In other words, you walk the talk and you drop that weight and you get that energy and you start feeling alive. Because as soon as you pull that gluten out of your body, because like Nancy said earlier, that's one thing I'd love, Nancy, for you to send me that test of how to do that. Because I want to do it myself, but I want to have other people say, just go take this test. Because when that weight's laying on you like that, there's a good chance your body doesn't know how to metabolize that or burn it off. So it's sticking to you. So, for me, I'm not trying to change people who I can't change. Someone else is trying to change. I just want to work with the people that we have that are positive and want to own their lives and, live with a positive attitude. And those people, believe it or not, as they come along, so many. I mean, Stacy is a huge example. Sparky's a huge example. They came to TeamDDPYoga.com looking for inspiration. Now they're hosting my show with me. Arthur's the greatest transformation in fitness history. So it all comes out, man. You just keep moving forward. Make sure you take those pictures, those 6 pictures, and the measurements, and then every month we'll do that. And you're putting the work in, man. You come in here. This is you being on this show is exactly why I wanted to do this show. And I started doing just me and Robert, and then it grew. And then it grew, and then Sparky came on, and Stacy came on because they were such great guests. I was like, you guys should be doing this show because I can't do it all the time. And they just run on by themselves at times, and it's a great show. So stay listening to this. Stay in that positive mindset, bro. And when you get it, when you get the workout in and you had a chance to actually look at the Diamond Dozen and do it with me there and then do energy, I want you to hit me back on Twitter and tell me what you think.
All righty, I'll definitely do that. But I also have one more question. I'm a big fan of Chris Jericho, and from his results, I was just so surprised in how you can work with it through injury, and I've been trying to get to him, but is it? Do you know if he's only stuck with DDP yoga during his comeback, or
yes.
has he stuck to other
yes,
weights?
Yes, I do. No, he has got no weights. He has done no other workout plus this. And there are a lot of guys. I got over 18 guys in the WWE doing DDP yoga right now. A lot of them are still lifting weights, too, because that's what I did. When I first started, to hold my mass, I had to lift the weights. But as soon as I got done wrestling, I got rid of all those weights. Dropped 25 pounds from 255 down to 230, 228. But he is only doing DDP yoga. And he's the biggest, best spokesperson I could have. And I always tell people, you know, I'm not paying him. I mean, he's a million-dollar guy. I couldn't afford him. And he just wants to tell people about it. He just shot a photo shoot in Men's Health that'll be out in August, and he tweeted, just left, what did he say, Robert? He said something like, just left a kick-ass DDP yoga session photo shoot for mm-hmm. Men's Health. And then being a Jericho fan, you'll like this. He said, now I'm searching the halls for Jack Dougherty, you know, from 30 Rock. So, but he's just doing this, my friend. Do you have a question for Nancy?
Yes. I'm a big fan of I try and stick to no-fat milks at school, and one thing I love in anything in the world is cheese. I honestly could eat that all day, but I know it has calcium and protein, but from what you're saying, it seems like it's a bad decision, and I just want to know, is there any alternatives for someone who loves milk and cheese and for meats? I've always thought that if I got, instead of greasy fried meats, I could have healthier sliced or grilled meats from the deli or something. I just want to know alternatives to those.
Okay, and that's a great question, because that brings up one of my favorite products, and there's a cheese that comes in mozzarella, cheddar, and pepper jack, and it's the company name is Daia. It's from Canada. It's Daia, and it's actually a play on dairy. So it's made from tapioca, and it's a wonderful product. On the East Coast, it only comes in bags of shredded, but on the West Coast, it also comes in a block, and they had said by mid-June, it's going to be East Coast, West Coast, where you could get the choice of having it shredded in a bag or a block. So I would highly recommend it. We make pizza with that when we do have that. We will use that for grilled cheese, anything you need a cheese. That's wonderful. You can't tell the difference. It's one of these really good cheeses. There's soy and rice cheese that taste quite disgusting, so I wouldn't recommend those. As far as the deli meats go, Applegate Farms is one of my favorite for deli meats. Now, depending on what Whole Foods you go to, so when I travel in the United States, I always stay within walking distance to a Whole Foods, and I've learned that they don't carry the same thing from East Coast to West Coast. If they don't carry Applegate Farms, they carry another brand, which is just as good. When you look at Boar's Head or those other ones, they actually can put wheat, maltodextrin from corn, and casein into their meat products. So just because you're having a ham or a turkey does not necessarily mean that there's not gluten or maltodextrin or soy or MSG in it. So I would recommend Applegate Farms, and they come in packages, or if you find a deli that uses them, if you're near Whole Foods, that would be good. Trader Joe's also has Applegate Farms or their own brand. That's usually cheaper.
Well, what about the farmer's market? Because I have one not too far from where I live. Would I be able to find a lot of healthy choices there?
Okay, that's a great question. So this is my problem with farmer's markets. You will, unless you're in San Francisco, which has an amazing farmer's market, the ones over here, you know, I will ask, are you organic? And they will say no. I don't want to buy local pesticides. I don't care. I don't want the pesticides.
Wait, Nancy, let me ask you this. A lot of those people say, no, we're not organic, but we don't spray. Now, that's just them telling me that. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, you really have to know them then. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
They will, I ask, you know, I'm like, look, my son has a liver disorder, so I really need to know what's on this produce. And they will say,
right.
We're not organic, but we do spray. Of course we spray, you know. And I'm like, well, that's nice. I don't care if you're in a farmer's market at the botanical gardens or anywhere else. you have pesticides. But if you go to San Francisco, when I asked them, I went to the head of the farmer's market because there was 100 vendors, and I said, could you please show me where the organic section is? And they looked at me like I had three heads, like, why wouldn't it be organic? We're all organic. We don't spray. So my answer is go find out who organizes this farmer's market and then go ask
right.
each vendor, and that you'll find out, are they, you know, organic? Is the meat grass-fed, grass-finished? Do they take antibiotics, growth hormones, you know? And usually they have websites, and if they don't answer your question or if they're just a worker there, find, you know, get the name of the farmer. We speak directly to the farmer. That's
right.
How you
awesome.
Find
awesome.
Out.
Awesome. Brett, thank you very much. We got a couple of calls, buddy. Stay in touch with me on Twitter, all right, bro?
All right, I'll definitely do that. Thank you, DDP. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
You're welcome, buddy.
Brett?
I don't want to let anybody, if anybody's waiting there, who else is there, bro? Because I wanted to close this out, so I want to make Nancy stay forever here. Who else
we have? The other caller we had dropped off, but we've got Henry Dembski from who's a Team DDP Yoga team member.
Henry.
Hey,
absolutely. HD. Henry, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Henry? Hey. Hi, how's everyone doing tonight?
Awesome.
Great.
Great, bro. Just had a quick question for Nancy. If you could touch upon any recommendations as far as supplements. Also, I do not have a juicer myself, but I use some products such as, like this morning, I had organic raw kombucha. Enzymes, probiotics, it's a raw living food. I also drink Celneek, which, you know, has numerous things, licorice root, Garcinia, Cambogia, Go-To Cola. If you address, you know, any recommendations for drinks that you could buy like that. Also, your feeling about keeping the body in an alkaline state through ionized alkaline water or whatever.
Okay, great questions. Do you drink the Synergy type or the, or it says organic raw kombucha?
I have the organic raw.
Okay, so that's it. I like that company, and it comes in a glass bottle, which makes it even healthier. And you know that it comes from a mushroom. And whenever you ferment anything, there is a little alcoholic content to it. I just always throw that out to, you know, even if you fermented sorghum, which is a gluten-free grain, that would turn into a little alcoholic content. But I love that. The cranberry one is one of my favorites. So that's good. And, you know, coconut water is very good. You could put a pinch of sea salt in it and get your electrolytes that way is a very nice mix, as opposed to Gatorade, which is all sugar and dyes, which are carcinogenic anyway. Another thing would be if you have your bottled water, you could throw in a package of the Emergency, which is like 35 cents a pack, and that has all different flavors, and it doesn't use any dyes or artificial colorings, and it has a bunch of electrolytes as well. That's another way to mix it up in the flavors. Another thing is if you are interested in juicing, on my website I actually have a blog where I put my juicing experiences, and it's just nancygaberti.com. The lemon water, to start your day off with lemon water, actually helps with your pH balance. There's certain foods, when you think of them, that you would think that lemon would be acidic. When it goes into your body, it actually alkalines your body, so that's something that's also very good. If you get bloated when you have your drinks, especially the mushroom one. If you get bloated in the stomach area or you get gassy or anything like that, it could be that your GI terrain is going through a balancing of the good and bad bacteria, and you just always want to make sure that you don't ever get too bloated because that could be a candida overgrowth, which is a fungus on the stomach lining. So you just want to always check that. Some people who are vulnerable to that, it'll happen no matter what. And people who are not vulnerable, it won't happen. So that's another thing that would be good for you.
That's awesome.
Irene, anything else?
You had a question about supplements, and there's a whole, you know, you could talk about a whole segment on supplements because you really have to look for quality. So I personally don't sell supplements. I recommend supplements, and there's not one company that does everything correctly. So I recommend only one company for probiotics and one company for enzymes, and it's because I've talked to the doctors at each company and asked for their science research and found out if a pregnant woman or a newborn could take it, then I know it's pure. You always want to know. Like vitamin C in the United States is made from corn, and it's usually genetically modified, so you're not getting vitamin C. But yet the label could say does not contain corn, because they removed the corn protein, but the derivative of it was corn. So it's very, very misleading and confusing. But there are some vitamin C's supplements made from palm and tapioca, so that would be better than corn. So as far as the supplements, you know, you really have to do extensive research. And I would not look for the price. I would look for the quality. And then you could always find quality ones for a better price. And also on my website, there's a recommended page, and that just has pictures of all different gluten-free and casein-free products as well. Because sometimes at least you see a picture, and then you can go to the store.
Extension. Any thoughts on life extension? Because that's who I tend to go through a lot.
The life extension, I would just check, does it have rice flour added or maltodextrin? And if it has maltodextrin, I would call the company and ask if the maltodextrin is from rice or corn. And if it is it genetically modified?
Okay, very good. Excellent.
There you have it, Henry. Good. I'm glad you came on tonight. That's that. I mean, we're way over our time here, and I want to really thank Nancy for coming in here and staying for, you know, for an hour and 15 minutes. It's really amazing of you. Anyone who want, you know, I'm going to be following that. I'd like to put a link up, especially in our Don't Eat This, Eat That section, and, you know, whatever, Robert. I want to make sure people, you know, have the knowledge. And Nancy, if you could just send us a little paragraph about you, I'll put you on our front page, and we'll put links to your site and stuff so people can be more aware of what you're doing. I think it's amazing. Like I say, you make me look like I am not healthy at all. I just ate at McDonald's. But my goal is to eventually be where you're at. So step by step, and that's what we're doing, is taking last steps. Is there anything else you want to say on the way out, Nancy?
I always like people to know that their health is worth it because they're worth it. And I think that so many people go through life accepting their weight, their body not being in the best fit, and all these little health issues that they have. But if they just step back and say, this is for me. I don't care what my friends or my significant other or my family thinks. This is my body, and I have to be the best health advocate. And again, once you get into that thinking, then nothing will be overwhelming. Just take baby steps. It took years to get to where I am, but just take baby steps. It's very important to go forward because it's, you know, one day at a time, and you'll be fine.
Well, I couldn't have said any better than that. That was awesome, Nancy. Thank you so much for coming. Robert, thanks for being here tonight, and Stacy and Sparky and our callers tonight. I want to thank everybody. We will have this up. If you missed any of it, you want to hear from the beginning because it was like so much knowledge. You definitely want to have this in your, you know, or somewhere on your computer that you can go and re-listen to this on our podcast. Thank everybody for coming on tonight. It's been your pleasure. Have a good one. Thank you, Nancy, everybody. See ya!
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Cutter!
I don't believe it!
Wow.
Diamond Cutter out of the power box!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.